看左边了，左边来。
Lord, prepare
唱，我们一起来唱，唱最后一次哈，就是我们愿意而且感恩的，我感谢你神啊，我这个身体能够献给你，成为你的圣殿，让你是你居住，让能够彰显你的荣耀，把你的能力，把你的恩典能够彰显出来，而且我愿意这样做，成为你的圣殿，好不好？来 ，OK， Let's go。
Lord, we pray.
接下来 thank you Tommy and Timmy, thank you. All right, give them a hand. 好，还有另外一位叫做顾晓忠，我们也希望你能够让我们认识一下。All right, OK, 我们欢迎你。好，请坐，我们欢迎你来参加。你是新生是吧？老生了、啊，哇，好好 ，OK， 好，那希望你能够经常来参加我们的聚会。好，请坐。好，好，这一样这首诗歌，你们把它记下来。如果你们出去外面旅行，你们如果没有带这个诗歌本，你们可以唱，在开车的时候都可以唱。
I'll memorize this hymn, and so when sometimes when you travel outside, travel to other places, you want to bring a hymn book, is they can sing.
我们的神是无所不在、无所不能、无所不知的神。你在哪里，你可以对他讲话，向他诗歌赞美他。
God is everywhere. He knows everything, so that wherever you are, and you can praise him.
好，那我们打开今天我们要读的圣经，在腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn your Bible to Philippians 2, chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章，我们念第十四节到第十六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 to 16.
腓立比书在新约278面。腓立比书第二章十四节到第十六节。
Verse 14, chapter 2, verse 14 to 16.
好，第二章第十四到第十六，在新约278面。好，那我们用恭敬的心来念神的话，我们一起来。凡所行的，都不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无畏。在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这时代中，好像明光照耀。将生命的道显明出来，叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有碰跑，也没有徒劳。好，让我们低头祷告。天父，我们感谢你今天早晨，你聚集我们来到你的殿中，我们要来敬拜你，我们要来听从你天上来的声音。主啊，求主你在这时候安静我们的心。让我们存谦卑的心来领受你的话，愿在座还没信靠你的，主啊，让他们听能够清楚明白，他们就早日归向你，成为你的儿女，已经得救了， 主啊，你自己让他们更能够认识你，更爱你。主啊，特别为新来的同学们祷告，主啊，他们刚来这个新的环境，求主你真是让他们很快能够适应，也保守供应他们一切的需要，在这里求学，在这里起居出入，你的眼目看顾他们。主啊，为在我们当中的，我们现在感谢主，你祝福他们，赐给他们聪明智慧，学业各方面都没有拦阻。主啊，让这些同学们，无论老师无论新生，他们来到美国能够早日的拿到学位，更重要的，他们能够认识这位这个国家所信靠的这位神，你这位全能的神，主耶稣，你爱他们，让他们在这里能够找到你，能认识你，归向你，成为你的儿女。Father, we thank you for this morning that we can come before thee, we can worship thee and praise your name. Although may you in the midst of us, according to your promises, by faith, but our spiritual eye that we see that you are here right now, you are watching over us, you are accepting, may the Lord accepting our service, our worship, our praise, and may all the honor and glory to you. Although give us a humble heart to listen to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 很出名的一个非洲的传教士，他叫做史怀哲医生，我想你们可能听过这个名字。
There was a very famous missionary to Africa. His name is
史怀哲，就是那个英文叫 Albert Schweitzer.
His name was Albert Schweitzer.
他讲过一句话，他说有三个方法来教导里面的孩子。
He once said that there are three ways to teach your children.
第一个就是我们的榜样。
First, you set an example.
第二个，他说也是你们的榜样。
The second is set example.
第三个还是你的榜样。
And the third still set example.
孩子们从我们嘴巴上，他们学习的不是很多。
And the children they learn from what we say that they didn't really learn that much from us what we say.
反而从我们父母的我们的行为上面学习的最多。
But what they will learn a lot from what we do.
所以我们做父母呢，我们该小心我们自己的言行，我们的举止。
So we as parents need to be very careful about what we see, what we say, and what we do.
我们的言行是不是在外面，在里面，我们是不是一致
？And whether we say what we do, whether it's agreed with each other.
因为孩子们天天是看在眼里面。
Because they see us every day.
他们从小就在学习。
And they learn from their when they're very young.
所以今天我要跟大家分享一个题目，叫做父母给孩子们所留下应该留下的榜样。
The topic I share with you today will be the example parents set to their children.
当然很多方面我们可以讲，不过今天我第一个讲到我们如何给孩子们留下一个诚实的、正直的一个榜样。
And today we're going to talk about how you're going to set an example of integrity.
我们当中很多已经做父母了，所以这个题目对他们来讲，他们可以马上可以应用。
There are many parents sit among us today, and so this can be applied right away.
但是你们还没结婚的，或是年轻人，需要你们专心听。那么等你们结婚的时候，你马上就可以应用了。
For you young people hasn't married yet, and you can be use them right after you get married.
不像我们这个年纪大了，我们一路也没有人跟我们讲，以前还也不跟神亲近，所以一路就是自己碰头破血流，自己一路的学习。
And like us, the more senior people, and no one taught us when we were young, and also we were not as close to God at that time, so we just wander around and bumping around to find out the truth.
诚实、正直或者廉洁，那么英文叫做 integrity.
And honesty and cleanliness, and in English means integrity.
你知道我们可以。不让很多事情，可不让我们的老板、我们的同事、我们的邻居知道。
So actually, many things we do, we can hide away from our boss, our bosses, or our neighbors.
但是呢，如果我们在家里，我们如果不诚实的话，我们隐含在家里，很难不让这个孩子们发现到。
But if you do a dishonest thing at home, I probably cannot hide away from your children.
首先，我们来看看这个英文这个 integrity 这个意思是什么。
And let us first consider what the meaning of the word integrity.
在维氏那个 Webster 那个字典里面有两个意思，第一个就是叫做不改变。
The definition Webster dictionary said is unchanged.
这是表示我们个性方面，我们的品格、品质方面。
And that actually infer or indicates what our character.
第二个就是不腐败。
And the second part is means non-dis- non-destructible. Not
或者 incorrectible,
incorrectible,
correctable. 这个是讲到是这个讲到我们道德方面的。
So that's concern our moral standard.
所以孩子们可以从我们怎么样待人、怎么样处事来看出我们是否是一个诚实、正直的人。
So our children can know from what we do and see whether we are a person with integrity.
那我们呢，从几方面来讨论一下，来看一下父母怎么样。给孩子们留下诚实的榜样。
Now let's look at several angles of how parents can set example for their children.
第一个就是要遵守诺言。
First, you must keep your promise.
我们应该是一个坚守诺言的人。
You must be a person who can keep your promise.
那么有许多诺言，父母是一定要绝对一定要遵守。
And some promises parents must keep.
第一个就是婚姻的诺言。
First is the promise of marriage.
就是夫妻之间的这个婚姻结婚的这个诺言。
And that marriage is as promise of marriage between husband and wife.
当我们决定在神的面前，在人的面前许下这个诺言，我要跟我的先生、我的太太要过一辈子，要结婚的时候，这个诺言我们一定要一生来持守。
When we made the promise before God that the husband and wife will live together for their life, and that the promise you must keep.
我常常讲，这个婚姻是一生一世，就是一男一女一生一世的永远的尾声。
And marriage is a lifelong entrustment.
那有些人的婚姻，当然现在很多人离婚了。
Now many people get divorced.
那有些人说，我离婚了怎么办呢
？And some people say, I already divorced. What should I do?
当然，我们知道我们中国人是很少的。
We know that there are a few examples for Chinese.
我们为这样，我们感谢神。
We thank God for this.
因为婚姻是神所配合的，人不能分开。
Because God made marriage, so man cannot separate.
这是婚姻的基础。
That's the foundation of marriage.
那奉劝我们在座还没有结婚的人，你们要在结婚之前好好的、慎重的考虑。
So for those of you who hasn't get married yet, so before get married, you need to be considered very, very careful.
在结婚之前，你要一定要有这个体认，说这个人我爱他，他爱我，到个程度我可以答应为生和跟他过一辈子。
You must have the understanding before you get married that this is the person that we can get together for the whole life.
而且无论将来一生啊，会有时候会好会坏，会有痛苦，会有时候还会吵架，很多任何情况，就是这个维生能够让我们永远在一起。
Regardless circumstances of your life, that this bond will not be broken for your whole life.
今天为什么动不动很多人离婚，就是没有维生，就是明天结婚，今天就可以离婚。
And why there so many divorces?
昨天结婚。明天就可以离婚，我今天结婚，明天可以离婚。
Because some people can get married today and get divorced tomorrow.
所以我们一定要非常的慎重，所以这一个终身的一个尾声。
So we must be very careful so we can dedicate to each other for the whole life.
但孩子们有时候看到我们父母亲会吵架、会斗嘴，这个当然是还比较 minor。最重要就是看你们两个婚姻是永远，无论如何，无论风浪，永远在一起。
And that of course there will be quarrels between husband and wife and children will see that, but the most important thing is whether you can keep the promise of life.
有一句话千万不要讲了，我常常跟大家讲，不要气起来动不动就讲离婚，我要跟你离婚，离婚算了。
Don't say that I'm going to divorce you and when you are angry.
那我想父母之间的关系啊，给孩子们带来是不是一个安全感，如果父母非常的谨守他们的诺言，孩子们生长这个家，他们有安全感。
And the relationship between the mother and the father is very important to have the children to have it to as security as sense of security.
其他比如说我们要去 vacation 要度假旅行的，这是诺言，跟小孩讲，哎，我们什么时候去旅行
？And some other promise like that, the promise for going take a vacation.
我得答应某一个哪一个孩子要去玩了、啊，要做一件事情，
or,
或者要买一件东西。
Or a promise to buy something or to go somewhere with a particular child.
但是到时候我们又借着其他理由又黄牛掉了。
And then we find excuse to get out of the promise.
我们是这件事情是不是我们常常发生的事情
？Is that happen very often?
孩子是不是说觉得说父母亲父母讲的话是 非常有信用的。
And will your child feel that you are the one who keep your promise?
还是每次我们讲话，他们就打一大堆的 question mark?
Or that every time when you say things and they have question marks in their mind?
或者是学校一些活动，小孩子有些打球啊，一些活动啊，我们答应他们去参加了，我们是不是到时候
？Or another example for them, but when the children have activity at school and you promise to go, whether you really keep your promise?
当然，我们就是在学习。我讲的是我自己在学习，我们一起来学习。
Of course, we try to learn all these and we learn together.
我们现在三个大孩子都出去了，我们已经 too late 了。不过还有一个小的，我们更调整来慢慢学习。
My three older sons already left home to in college.To go to college, but we still have a younger one, so I try to learn.
所以第一个我们要遵守我们的诺言。
So first, we must keep our promise.
特别是婚姻的诺言。
Especially the promise of marriage.
第二个就是我们的言语、我们的交谈的一个榜样。
And the second is example we set in our conversation with others.
有时候我们虽然保守的诺言，但是呢，我们可能失去了我们诚实的见证。
Sometimes maybe we keep our promise, but we lost our testimony.Of honesty or integrity.
特别是在吃晚餐的时候，或在餐桌上的时候，我们谈了很多很多的事情。
Especially during the dinner time, we talk about a lot of things.
或者是晚上我们坐下来聊天的时候。
Or other times, evening we chat.
无意中我们就批评了很多人，教会弟兄姐妹、同事啦，或者是有些教会很多的事工。
And we sometimes we criticize a lot of persons.And also, we criticize what is going on in the church.
或者批评我们这个亲戚啊，这位亲戚、这个朋友、这个同学。
Or we criticize our relatives or our friends or classmates.
或者我们很喜欢批评的，批评一些政治人物。
Or criticize political leaders.
这个批评美国啊、大陆啊、台湾啊、香港啊，这个他这些政治人物。
Political leaders in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong.
这些事都是我们大家就喜欢谈的。
That's what we like to do.
我们都喜欢吹吹牛啊，批评。
We like to boast and we like to criticize.
所以在《使徒行传》第二十三章第五节，保罗这么说。
So in Acts 23 verse 5, Paul said that.
他说：“弟兄们，我不晓得他是大祭司。经上记着说，不可毁谤你百姓的官长。
”Paul replied, "Brothers, I did not realize that he was the high priest."For it is written, "Do not speak evil about the ruler of your people."
我们不可以毁谤，不可以批评我们的做官的官长。
We cannot criticize our rulers or officers.
他们只有神来审判他们，只有神来鉴察他们。
They will be judged by our God.
摩西这句话是出自于摩西在出埃及记第二十二章二十八节那里所说的。
Actually, this verse came from Exodus 22, 28 was.Moses, what Moses said.
他说不可以毁谤神，也不可以毁谤你的官长。
Moses said, "Do not blaspheme God or curse the ruler of your people."
所以我们孩子们是不是从我们嘴中听不到一句批评别人的话
？So whether your children will hear often or never heard your criticism of other people.
这个是一个很大的挑战。
That's a great challenge.
对我们来讲也是一个操练。
It is also a practice.
所以提多书第二章第三节这么说：又劝老人、妇人，举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道能够教训人。
In Titus verse 3, chapter 3, verse 1-2, it says, "Remind the people to be subject to the rulers and authority, to be obedient, and to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be people of concern."
所以我们要遵守我们的诺言，而且我们要注意我们的言谈、我们的举止。
So we keep our promise and also we watch our word and what we do.
注意我们所做的是什么，我们谈论的是什么。
What we be careful about what we say and what we talk to others.
第三个就是我们行事为人要光明磊落，要真的诚诚实实的。
And the third part is that what we do what should be honest.
该付的账单，到时候应该诚诚实实的，到时间就要付。
The bill you should pay and just pay it.
对公司我们是否诚实
and, to be honest to your word.
有一些东西是不该在家里的应该是在办公室里面
and some things which shouldn't be your home and you shouldn't take from the workplace to your home
哥林多后书 第八章二十一节这么说我们留心行光明事不但在主的面前就在人的面前也是如此
and 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 21 says For we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of man.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们常对孩子们讲了很多很多的话。
We always talk a lot, or we teach a lot of our children.
当然我们都是心情急着希望他们能够听。
Of course, we are eager to want them to listen.
但是孩子们学的最多最快的就是看我们的行为的榜样。
But what they learn most and learn fast, most quickest is that what we do.
他们会看会听我们在餐桌上我们所谈论的这个事情的态度怎么样。
They will see and they will listen what you talk during the dinner table, on the dinner table.
当我们谈到别人的时候，那么我们的表情我们的态度又如何。
When we talk about other people, what are our expressions, what is our attitude?
我们做生意我们这个做事情的态度怎么样。
What are our manner when we're dealing with business?
我们是不是遵守我们的诺言。
Do we follow our promise?
孩子们都听在耳中，而且他们看在眼里。
When they listen and also they see.
他们天天都在学习。
They learn every day.
所以父母是孩子们建立他们人生观、价值观、对神、对人的关系的一个最基本的一个榜样。
So parents are the most important foundation or the example for children to set up their value of their life and also their value to God and to the world.
许多年前有人做过调查，调查两个家庭和他们的后代。
And several years ago, there was a survey of two families and their descendants.
这两个人就住在纽约州。
Both family or both people live in New York, the state, New York State.
一个人的名字叫 Max Dukes.
One person's name is Max Dukes.
那他是一个不敬畏神的人。
He is a person not fearing God.
他根本不注重对孩子们的教导。
He does not care about teaching children.
他是一个品德非常低、不诚实、非常道德非常低落的人。
And he is a dishonest person, and he has a very low moral standard.
而且他的太太跟他是一模一样的。
And his wife just like him.
他们总共啊有1226个子孙。
They have 1,226 descendants. 1,026 descendants.
Okay, 他们给他调查，其中300个人啊，300个他的子孙呢是早死掉，就是夭折掉。
According to surveys, 300 of his 1,000 or so descendants died young.
100个人啊，有100个人是住过监牢的，就是犯过罪住监牢里面。
And 100 was sent to prison.
那平均呢？这100个人平均都是关13个年，13年以上。
And the average prison term for those 100 people was 13 years.
其中190个是当过妓女的。
And 190 of the 1,000 were.Prostitutes.
还有100位是100个是酒鬼
，and also 100 are drunkard.
所以他们估计一下这个家庭啊，在当时估计一下，这个是这个几这个当然是100多年以前的一两百年以前的事情。那么他们估计一下这个家族啊，当初啊浪费纽约州，花费你知道关监牢要花钱的嘛，你一人关监牢要给他吃住啊。我跟你讲，这个花了总共120万美金，这个家庭，当时以当时的价钱。
And so they estimate, according to the whole family spent $1.2 million.
而且他们对，而且他们对这个对纽约州，他们这个家庭整个家族啊，这几代这样下来，对纽约州一点贡献都没有。
And also their whole family, the through the generation, they make no contribution to the state of New York.
那他们在调查，要看另外一个人，那个人叫做 Jonathan Edward。有些人知道他的名字。
And the star was Jonathan Edwards.
他是一个很有名的布道家，是一个传道人。
He was a very famous preacher.
他非常敬畏神。他也从小就用神的话来教导他的孩子。
And he taught his children when they're very young God's word.
他借着他带来美国第二次的属灵的大复兴。
And through him there was a second major revival, a spiritual revival in the United States.
那他们给他计算一下，总共有729位子孙。
And according to the survey, he had 729 descendants.
其中300位是传道人，就当过牧师的。
Among them, 300 are preachers.
65位是大学教授。
And 65 are college professors.
13位是大学的校长。
And 13 are college presidents.
有60位是名作家，就请问写作的，是名作家。
And about 60 are authors.
有三位当过美国国会的议员。
And three of them become a congressman.
有一位当过美国副总统。
And one become the vice president of the United States.
那这个家庭可以说是没有浪费、没有花费纽约州一毛钱。
And this whole family didn't spend a penny of the state of New York.
而且他对整个纽约州、对整个国家的贡献，那个是没办法计算的。
And you cannot count their contribution to the state of New York and to the country.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
孩子们学习最多的地方不是学校。
And children learn most not in the school，
而是在家里从我们父母的身上。
But in the home from you, the parents，
我们所做的，这些孩子们都在看。
So what we do, they watch all the time。
我们所说的，他们都在听。
What we say, they observe all the time。
你不要以为小孩子很小啊，他们在客厅里面玩来玩去啊，跑来跑去啊，跑来跑去啊，然后我们讲了一大堆话，讲来煮饭烧菜，或者父母这样讲来讲去啊，你知道他们都在听的。
Don't think that when they are playing in the living room, running around the house。But actually, they are listening all the time.
他们就是注意，这注意在父母亲到底在做什么。
They watch what parents are doing.
他们从我们的行为上去学习。
They learn from what we do.
他们会做我们将来相同的事情。
They will do the same thing we do.
父母对孩子的一生影响是最大的。
So your influence on the children is very great.
孩子们人格的成长，他们品质、气质的形成。就是父母对他们影响很大。
Their development of their characters are influenced greatly by you.
特别是他们的人生观、价值观，对神将来对人的之间的关系，父母给他们立下这个很根本的一个榜样。
Especially their viewpoints about value, about life, and about God are greatly influenced by you.
所以求神帮助我们能够做个诚实无畏的人，像腓立比书第二章这里所说的。
So ask God to help us to become an honest person without fear.
我们知道我们都不完全，我们有软弱。
We know that we are not perfect. We have weakness.
但是感谢神，我们信靠神的人，我们有这本圣经。是成为我们人生、生活、生命 的原则。
But thank God that all believers have this Bible, so we become our guidance.
它是我们的脚前灯、路上的光，是宇宙间绝对的真理，在这本话里面。
He's the light of our feet and our path and to guide us.
而且我们如果愿意的话，圣灵在我们心中，他会帮助我们，赐给我们力量，能够做到。
If we are willing, the Holy Spirit will be in our heart.Is in our heart and helping us, guiding us.
虽然我们有软弱，我们会做错。我们做父母的会有错误的时候。
We make mistake.
但是我们求神赦免，愿我们今天开始，我们就能够委身，有这样的委身说：神啊，我要做一个在孩子面前是做一个诚实无畏的人。
And we will all ask God to help us from today that in front of God will become a man of integrity.
亲爱的同学朋友们。
My dear brothers and sisters and friends.
上个礼拜如果你们来，我们记得我们谈到有限跟无限的问题。
Last week, I remember we talked about limit and the limitless.
你知道人生最大的需要是什么？
Do you know what is man's desire?
人生最大的需要不是金钱，不是这些财富，不是这些地位。
The most you need most is not money and all positions or fame.
人生很大的需要就是我们愿意能够突破这个有限的，能够跟无限的来接触。
The most important need is that you can break through the bound and become unlimited.
人是一个永恒的动物，人知道内心知道，我们会继续的长久的下去。
Actually, man is an eternal being, which we are.Longing for eternity.
每一个人希望能够在地上长久的活下去，最好都不要死。
Everyone wants to live in this world forever, and don't want better not to die.
每一个人在那找一条路，能够接触到跟永恒能够有接触。
Everyone looking for a path which will lead into the eternity.
但是绝大多数人，我们都没办法永远在这里住下去。
But for majority of us, we cannot live here forever.
所以我们想在这里住下去，但是时间到了，非走不可。
Even we want to stay here, when the time comes, we need to leave.
但是人的内心里面总是有一个渴望。
But in our heart, deep in our heart, we have that desire.
但愿我们从有限的那个突破，能够进入无限。
We want to go into the bound, to the infinity.
然后，所以人这些宗教家、政治家、哲学家就在寻找一条路，就是看看能不能从我们这个相对的。能够去到绝对的去，有限的能够到无限那里去。
So religious and philosophy try to help this road, this path.
每一个人都在找。
Everyone try to seek.
这就是为什么这么多宗教就在找一条路能够到神那里去。
So that's why so many religions try to find this path.
但是我们人是有限的，我们没办法结束无限的。
But we are finite. We cannot become infinite.
这是所有宗教就是靠人的努力、自己的想法、靠自己的思想，也许能够达到无限的到神那里去。
All religious based on the fact that they try to do by their own on their own power to go to God.
但是你们读数学，你知道有限的永远没办法去接触到无限。
But if you just study mathematics, you know that finite cannot become infinite.
没办法靠自己的努力到神那里去。
You cannot go to God because of your hard work.
因为我们的罪，人的犯罪，使我们跟这位圣洁的神中间一个无限的一个鸿沟。
Because of sin that we are separate from God by a great void.
但是神他基督教就是无限的来到我们有限的当中。
But Christianity is the infinite come to the finite.
自人类来人人都在找。
So from the ancient time, people have been seeking.
孔子在找，苏格拉底在找。
And Confucius was seeking, and Socrates was seeking.
那个柏拉图也在找。
And Plat.
佛教在找，各宗各派的人，他们都在找一条路，能够到神那里去。
And all the religious are looking for all this path of to infinity.
当然，宗教家就是试着给答案；哲学家是问问题；宗教家给答案，就说可能这样，可能这样可以到神那里去。
And the religions of philosophy try to provide the answer which maybe is and maybe can go.
但是他们没有绝对的把握。
But they don't have absolute.
他们说可能你这样做可能可以到神那里，可以上西天。
It's possible you can do, or maybe you can do, you can go.
但是连他过世的时候，他自己都没有把握。
But when they die, they have no assurance.
这些世上的人都在寻找。
Everyone in the world is seeking.
我们都是找路的人，但愿我们能够跨过、突出这个适度空间，不被限制，能够进入这个无限的当中。
We are all seeking. We are all seekers. We want to find this path and break through this boundary and go to the eternity.
但是主耶稣就是这些所有找路的人的真正的答案。
But our Lord Christ is answer for all the seekers.
他不是找路的人，他自己本身就是这条道路。
He's not a seeker. He is the way himself.
所以主耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”若不是借着我，就不能到父神那里去。
So Jesus said that I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
从无限来的主耶稣，从天上来的，从无限来来到我们有限的当中的人，才能把我们带到无限那里去。
He came from heaven. He came from infinite. Through him, then we can go to heaven.
他是我们到神那里去的唯一道门、唯一道桥、唯一条唯一的通路。
He's the only way we can go to God.
所以基督教所提供的是一个绝对的把握。
So the what Christianity provides is absolute assurance.
不是靠我们自己的努力。
It's not through your own hard work.
乃是神借着他的慈爱，他自己从无限的来到我们当中，为了要解决我们的罪，我们钉死在十字架上。
It's depend upon his love that he came from heaven, from infinite to the earth, and he died for us on the cross.
当我们信靠耶稣的时候，
When we trust in Jesus,
我们就突破了有限的，能够这个无限的神，我们就跟他和好。
We can through this boundness and can be reconciled with God.
因为只有神是无限的，是绝对的，是永恒的。
Because he is absolute, he is eternity, and he is infinite.
信耶稣是什么意思呢？
What you mean by trust in Jesus?
就是我们有限的人能够跟这位绝对者。永恒者发生生命的关系。
Is that to a finite person and to establish a relationship with this infinite God?
换来说，人有永恒性的，人能够在永恒里面找到，在耶稣基督里面找到永恒里面我们肯定的一个地位。
And in other words, that we find an eternal and the definite position with God.
这种一个永恒里面的位份的一个肯定，还有这个绝对的把握。就让我们人生的价值达到最高。
Because through this, that eternal assurance that we have assurance in of life.
让我们的生命有了价值。
So our life will have value.
因为我们在这有限的四度空间、短暂的人生当中，我们能够跟无限的结束，我们跟绝对的结束，我们所做的能够跟这位绝对者他的旨意发生了关系。
So that we can establish the God of absolute God and for the future.
因此，我们有这些暂时的。神给我们的能力、智慧、钱财，我们的恩赐，我们都能够为他而做，能够跟永恒发生关系，能够投资在永恒的事工上。
So that we can neglect all the temporary things, like money, wealth, and position, and establish relationship with God to have eternal future.
圣经告诉我们，我们人人都是罪人。
God told us that every one of us are sinners.
罪是我们人生最基本、最严重的一个问题。
And sin is the most fundamental problem of us.
我们罪行也许比别人好，我们没有杀人、放火、说谎说少一点，但是罪性，这是嫉妒、恼怒，这个有时候的邪不良的意念，这些都有的。
Maybe we don't have a sinful act, but we have sinful nature, like jealous and other sins, which we all have.
如果亚当犯夏娃没有犯罪，他们就永远跟神像朋友一样一直的下去。
And if Adam and Eve didn't commit the sin, and then probably they were like God and they have a they live forever.
但是罪使我们从这位永恒者的面前我们堕落了。
But sin made us fall from this eternity God.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wage of sin is death.
本来我们都该沉沦，该灭亡的。
Originally, we are all destined to fall.
在公义的神这位绝对公平的法官的面前，这位永恒的面前，我们是像死刑犯一样。
In front of this just God, and we are just like a death row prisoner.
但是他又是爱我们的。
But he also loves us.
他看每一个宝贵的灵魂是如此的宝贵。
He sees every soul is so precious.
他不愿我们一个人沉沦，愿所有人都能够得救，能够跟他和好，能够有永生的盼望。
He doesn't want one person to perish. He wants every one of us to come reconcile with him.
所以他差遣他的独生子来到世上，为了拯救我们，为我们舍命流血，在十字架上。
He sent his only son to this world to save us and die for us on the cross.
人的办法是靠人的努力想要到神那里去。
Man's methods try to through their own work to go to God.
神的办法就是差遣他的独生子，他自己来到世上，为我们舍命，死在十字架上解决我们罪的问题。
God's method sent His Son, actually Himself, to this world to die for us.
所以十字架是成为我们跟无限的神之间的唯一的桥梁。
So the cross becomes the bridge between us and the infinite God.
我们信靠他的人，我们罪就得赦免。
For all of us who trust in Him, our sin will be forgiven.
我们才能跟神恢复神原来创造我们的人跟他应该有的关系。
So that we can return to our original position and with God.
希腊的哲学家苏格拉底讲一句话。
Socrates said that.
他说：“我相信人死后是有生命的。
”I believe that there will be life after death.
如果死后没有生命的话
If there's no life after death,
那么人生就太没有意义了
And then life is no meaning.
这几十年根本做什么都谈不上根本没有没有什么价值
There'll be no value at all the few decades of life
亲爱的同学朋友们
my brother,
我们在世上是非常的短暂的这个年纪
We are only very few years in this world
但是我们不是来这里跑一趟就算了
But we just not come here in vain.
不是来这里，我们住不同的地方，吃好一点，住好一点，开不同的车子，就这样过去。
It's not just that we come here to live and to eat, and then after a few decades of time, and then go away.
还是我们能够在这个世上的年日的时候，我们第一个首先能够寻求神，能够认识这位爱我们的创造天地的全能的真神。
But the point is that in this world, we need to know God.
当我们的生命跟永恒的生命、永恒的神。发生关系的时候，我们生命就改变，我们就跟神的性情。
And then when we establish relationship with the eternal God, our life will be changed.
圣经告诉我们，从那一天开始，从那一刹那开始，我们就是一个新造的人。
And Bible told us, tells us that starting from that point, our life changed to become have a new life.
那么神就会一步一步把他的心意，对我们每一个人不同的计划，他永恒的计划。 他的信息什么就向我们显明。
And he would reveal to us, his desire.
他跟赐给我们更多的恩典，给我们圣灵来引导我们，让我们的思想观念、人生观慢慢越来越跟神的旨意、神的计划越来越吻合。
He gave us many blessings and through the guidance of our Holy Spirit, so that all become more and more like our Lord.
当我们在世上工作、读书、居家，无论你做什么。如果是跟永恒的神的旨意发生了相吻合的时候，你的生命就达到最高的价值。
Whatever you do in this world, but once your life become coincide with God, and then your life has meaning in this world.
人生是非常的短暂。
Life is short.
可以说，在我们没有信主之前，这些年日可以说是空白的。
And before we become a Christian, all the time actually.It's meaningless.
当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候，才是我们真正生命的开始。
When we become Christian, it can say that it's a true life, a real life start.
所以为什么一些真正重生信主的人、得救的人，你问他们常常讲，我实在是信主信得太晚了。
And you can ask many Christians, and they will frequently say that, and too bad I really become Christian too late.
而且我们是永恒的，我们这一生过了以后，我们要进入永恒里面，我们将来往哪里去
？And also we have eternal life, and we go to where we going? We know.
只有两个永恒的居住，两个永远的居住所在。
There's only two eternal
destination.
Destination.
那么一个就是天堂。
The one is heaven.
就是神为我们所有信靠他的儿女所预备的。
That's a place where God prepared for all His children.
为所有信靠耶稣的人所预备的。
Prepare for all the people who believe in Jesus.
另外一个是地狱。
And the second place is hell.
是在那里是永远的痛苦、永远的后悔的地方。
That's eternal pain and eternal regret.
永远的孤单，永远只是永远在那里懊悔。
Forever loneliness and forever regret.
如果我们没有信靠耶稣。
If you do not believe in Jesus,
如今你们在这里能够听到福音。
Now you have the opportunity to hear a gospel.
如果没有接受主的话，当然这是一个过程，我们要寻求。
If you haven't accept Jesus, of course this is a process you need to see.
有人快，有人慢，但是呢，你必须要有时间给神。你要一个那个谁，冯炳生弟兄讲，要科学精神，你来研究研究一下，看基督教所讲的是什么。
It takes some people longer time, takes some people shorter time to accept.And just like Brother Feng Bingchen said, that it's a scientific process. You need to investigate.
如果说是发现这个东西是没有价值的东西，像垃圾一样，你可以把它丢掉。
If you find this is just like a garbage, you can throw it away.
但是如果这个是永恒、永生、今生、来世最宝贵、最重要的东西，那么我们该好好的研究，好好谦卑的来到神的面前来接受它。
But it is very precious for the present time and for the future.And then you should pay attention to it and carefully examine it.
罪的问题没有解决，我们就没办法没有得救的希望。
If you don't solve these problems, then you have no hope to get saved.
唯有基督在十字架的宝血能够洗净我们的罪。
Only the Jesus' blood can wash away our sins.
只有我们愿意信靠他，我们罪才能够得赦免。
Our sin can be forgiven only by accepting Him and believing Him.
天堂地狱的区别，这个决定就在你，在我。
The difference between the heaven and the hell is depend upon you.
我不是说瞎乎里面，但是呢，因为这是真理，而且是实在的地方。天堂地狱是个实在的地方。
I do not try to scare you, but this is real.
亲爱的同学朋友们。
My dear friends,
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
愿你们今天就能够接受他。
I hope you can accept him today.
当然，你们来这里的同学，你们很快的用功读书，把学位能够拿到。
Of course, for your students, you want to come here to get your degree.
但是，希望你们在这里知道这个国家的根基——自由、民主、科学，他们的根本是在什么地方。
But I want you to know that this the foundation of this country, the foundation of the freedom.The democracy and what that is their foundation.
我可以告诉你们，这个国家的根基就建立在这本圣经上，建立在一句话，就是 "In God we trust."
And I can tell you that this country was found on the foundation, on the Bible. and on the word in God we trust.
我们在这里来这里，能够把他们的一些科技各方面能够学习。
We come here to learn all the technology.
更重要，怎么能够得到这个国家祝福蒙福的泉源
？But more important is to receive or obtain the source of the blessing of this country.
他们之所以蒙神祝福的一个根源根基在什么地方
？The foundation of their blessing from God.
就是在主耶稣基督的身上。
Is on Jesus Christ.
愿你们今天或者很快的能够接受耶稣做你们的救主。做你们生命的主。
I wish today or very soon that you can accept Jesus as your personal savior.
好，让我们低头祷告。
Yes, let's bow our head.
我今天愿意再给你们一个机会。如果你们愿意接受耶稣基督做你的主、做你的救主的，你就把你的手举起来。我要为你祷告，感谢神。如果圣灵感动你，圣经告诉我们，今天就是拯救的日子。明天下一秒钟我们没办法控制，但有一件事情，我们如果没有做了，我们永远的后悔。这信耶稣的事情是我们一生最重要的一件事情，没有比在这件事情再重要的，牵涉到我们今生跟我们将来永远的前途。哪一位你在今天早晨你就愿意接受耶稣做你的救主了，今天就把你的手举起来，我就愿意为你祷告。有哪一位我们生命非常的宝贵，如果你愿意接受主的，你把你的手举起来，我愿意为你祷告。好，让我们低头祷告。我们请 Brother Jones, Stephen, pray for us.